أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear listeners, brothers and sisters. We're with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. We have reached the 60th verse of Surah Al-Qasas. Let's listen to the verse and we'll be back with our discussion.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَمَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتُهَا وَمَا عِندَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ
And whatever thing you people have been given, it is only for the enjoyment of worldly life and its adornment. And what is with Allah is better and more lasting. So will you not use reason?
So, regarding the previous verse, dear listeners, as you were with us, you know that the Almighty Allah is the one who provides the answers, and He is the one who completes the argument, yutimmul hujjah, in these cases, and then it is only the chance that there will be punishment. So, that's the point. In this verse also, this is actually the third answer that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to the infidel pretext seekers of Mecca who used to say that if they believed, their living would be destroyed. They will be removed from their houses. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَمَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتُهَا The Almighty Allah warns them implicitly that whatever they imagine they obtain through disbelief is a worthless, perishing thing for the limited life of this world, while the things with Allah are better and more lasting. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَمَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا The verse says that whatever things you have been given are only a provisions of life of this world, وَزِينَتُهَا and its adornment. But what about the other things? وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى And whatever that is with Allah is better and more lasting. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ Have you then no sense? So the verse says that all the material bounties of this world generally have some unwholesome sequels mixed with different problems. And there is no material bounty free from harm and difficulty. But the Almighty Allah says, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَمَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا Whatever it is that you're having, whatever it is that you think you will be having even, they're just parts and provisions of this life, of this world.
وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَمَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتُهَا وَمَا عِندَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ
So, dear listeners, in the third answer that the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides to this pretext seekers of Mecca is the fact that you might imagine that you might obtain some material worthless things for your life, but this is nothing. This is limited in comparison with what you will be gaining. And that gain will remain with the Almighty Allah. So the bounties which are with Allah are permanent. But the material bounties of this world have some kind of reality, the reality of which that is that they will be having harm and difficulty. And they are just the adornments. But the real things are with Allah. The permanent things are with Allah. And these are not comparable with the perishing merits of this world. Therefore, they are both better and more lasting. So, in a simple comparison that the Almighty Allah provides, every rational person can understand that he should not devote that lasting bounty for this mortal one. That is why, the end of the verse, he says, "Have you then no sense?" أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. And this is a very important thing. The Almighty Allah is referring to the minds of these people. He is saying that using your intellect most of the time can help you find out where you're going. Fakhrul Razi narrates from one of the jurisprudents who said that if a person makes testament that one third of his wealth must be given to the wisest person among people, his legal opinion was that this one third ought to be given to those who obey the commandment of Allah, because the wisest person among the people is the one who gives the little things, the perishing thing, and take a large capital. By doing so, by giving this very little thing and getting in advance, by getting actually in that transaction, this large capital, this is what can be said to be truly the only obedient people that we can find. And these are the only obedient people to the commandments of the Almighty Allah. And then Fakhrul Razi adds that it seems that that jurist has taken this legal injunction from the verse under discussion. So this is very interesting, that using intellect, by referring to the consciousness of the intellect, some people actually, and this is the recommendation of the Holy Quran for everyone, that they can use their own intellects in such cases. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode as well. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care. Goodbye.